This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Can I give a quick shout-out real quick?
Yeah.
Just real quick?
Yeah.
Shout-out to the Sac State women's basketball team going down to Fullerton last night, getting the W. They're now 4-0. I think I saw somewhere it's the first time they started 4-0 since the 90s, I think.
And salute.
Yeah, man. Good Salute. Job.
Big time. Big time. I guess there's a clip of De'Aaron that we can't play going around asking him about the new City Edition mascot. I did get text yesterday like, is this real or is this a joke?
People asking if it was a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's real. But he not replacing Slamson.
No. Matter of fact, they might work in conjunction in these games.
Well, I think you said it yesterday. Oh, shoot.
Well, yeah.
I think you said yesterday.
There's that, too.
You're probably not wrong. We don't have to repeat it. There could be kids listening, but.
I'll never forget. Shout out to my guy, Dale, who said he was going to send us some cookies. But
what?
Yeah, the last time I seen him, he said, hey, man, what's your guy's address, man? He makes cookies. He makes some good cookies. I had one time, too. So what's your guy's address, man? Let's send you guys a care package.
Okay.
I was like, hey, here's the address.
Don't go threatening us with cookies. Come on now.
But, I was talking to him after one of the games. And we're talking, and he goes, hey, man, have a good day. And the guy says, all right. And we go back to talking. He said, you know who that was, huh? I said, no, who was that? It was Slamson. I said, oh, man.
That's funny. That is terrific. DeMar DeRozan did not participate in shoot around today. That doesn't mean he's going to be ruled out, but I wouldn't be shocked if he was.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
remember, James pointed this out on his way out, and sometimes they do play tomorrow, so it could be a hey, let's manage this thing smartly and. See how if maybe you don't feel great today, maybe let's see how you feel tomorrow rather than trying to get you out there and playing the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I want them to play, it's the NBA Cup as well. And every game at home, and every game matters in this Western Conference. It's not like we're in the East. every game does matter. I wouldn't push it, with DeMar DeRozan, a back situation tightness for a game in November. I hate saying that because they all add up, but if I need him to be, feeling better later down the season, I'd much rather try to get that outcome as opposed to having him, pushing through something for weeks because he didn't take a break. So if it means missing today, if it means missing tomorrow as well, to give him, the proper rest, I understand it. He's shown he's a bit of an Iron Man out here. So,
yeah.
And he's 36.
So,
Got to pay attention to that stuff. So I wouldn't push at this point with so much that hasn't got like
my back started getting tight at 36 too tomorrow. I understand.
He's 35. Yeah. 35. Just don't play him at all today.
79 games last year, 74, 76, 61. That was a short season. 68. That was a short season. 77, 80, 74, 78. This dude plays basketball games, man. Mm-hmm. This dude plays games. Goodness. Played 82 games in the 12-13 season. Played 82 games in the 2010-2011 season. Mm. Yeah. DeMar plays games, man.
Yes.
That man play games. But he did not participate in shoot-around. So, again, it doesn't mean he's ruled out. He's listed as doubtful, maybe questionable tonight. I can't remember what Sean said. But that's something we'll keep an eye on, and it's something that the Kings will have to adapt to. That was something that Phoenix, had to adjust to a little bit, kind of on their heels as they come out for the second half, and Keon Ellis is in the starting lineup. It'll be a little bit different for Minnesota, perhaps, if they know in advance, and they're probably already preparing for, hey, there's a good chance. And maybe it doesn't matter, but I can't imagine a 20-plus point per game score being out and Chris Finch going, doesn't really change anything. It probably does change things. And we all know Keon's probably a little bit less of a threat than he can't score, but he's not a threat to score the way that DeMar is. There could be some defensive adjustments for Chris Finch's crew in this one.
Well, it's maybe not exactly the same situation, but we saw it on the opposite end on Wednesday. With all those people out for Phoenix, the Kings seemed to say, we're going to throw the kitchen sink at Devin Booker. He's not going to beat us. You know what I mean? If a Koji gets 25 and we lose, we tip our hat. If Ty Jones does this, if Ty Washington does, then fine. But we're going to trap Booker. We're going to get the ball out of his hands. We're going to send different defenders at him. And we are not going to let him carry this team, this shorthanded team, to a victory. Minnesota may say the same thing with Sacramento. Might be a little bit more difficult because I think the role players are about the same. I was about to say I think the Kings have better role players than Phoenix, but maybe they're about the same. But they may look at Fox as that guy. Like, De'Aaron Fox ain't going to have 45 on us. Like, there's no Monk. There's no DeRozan. They have a lack of guys that can create their own shot. He not going to be the one that does it tonight. We're going to make Keon beat him. We're going to make Kevin Herter beat us. We're going to make Sabonis shoot the ball maybe more than he wants to. But De'Aaron Fox isn't going to beat us with Monk and DeRozan out. Maybe that's how they game plan for it.
Well, I know three shot attempts from Domas. Four shot attempts.
Yeah, the more I thought about that, that's – not to go all D-Lo, but that's unacceptable.
What's that?
Well, he didn't shoot more.
Y'all, I'm sorry. No, I'm giving everybody an opportunity to get their pitchforks. No, go ahead. Because I'm expecting the same level of anger towards your beloved Kenny Caraway that y'all expressed towards me when I once asked Domas to shoot the ball exactly two more times.
Well, at that
game.
Point, he was shooting 22 points.
He was
22
not.
Times a night.
You're lying. This dude out here, just Donald Trump in history, rewriting everything.
No, don't put him in the same sentence.
No, it's good. Unbelievable. No, thank you. Thank you.
But
y'all better come. You all better get at him.
Hey, but look, man, three shot attempts. Come on, bro. You DeMontis Sabonis.
You can't do that.
You DeMontis Sabonis. And slowly but surely getting through starting five. I was watching another two episodes last night.
Well, all right. And you'll get through it by season two starting.
And it was the one where Domas didn't make the All-Star team, and they were going over like his triple doubles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really good. Like, he's a really, really good basketball player. I watched that. And it just reminded me, like, I know at the height of it, there was emotions involved, right? And Warrior fans and everybody, oh, Domas, sorry, he's got no bag or whatever. Like, if you really watch his game, he's super skilled. He is super skilled. He may not have a Kyrie-type bag, you know, being able to create shots that way. But his court vision, his passing ability, I think he has actually a pretty good touch around the rim. He's a really good basketball player, like really talented basketball player. He's really good. Breaking news.
Man. Well, for some it might be. just to be clear about what we're talking about. Like, for some it very much might be. I love that the story in that's kind of the story of starting five for him. Like, he's really good, and he does not get the level of respect he deserves. Mm-hmm. And that's the DeMontis Sabonis hook for starting five. And it, truth be told, that feels like the case again. Mm. Man shot the ball four times. That's not acceptable.
Right.
He shot the ball once in the key. The team won by 23 in that game that happened. Mm-hmm. Still damn near finished with a triple-double.
Mm.
And no one wants to talk about what he's doing. I don't think it has. He's got another double-double streak going, doesn't he?
He has to. He's been, it feels like all
year.
Did
he have one against the Spurs? He did, yeah. He had 23 and 12. He's got to be at about 10, right?
I think it's 12.
12?
They played 12 games.
Well, I know he hasn't had one in every game.
Oh, then it's 11.
Okay, he did.
Maybe the first game?
He didn't have one the first night. He had one assist and like eight rebounds, and since then he's had a double-double every game.
Yeah, yep. So he 24 and 8.
So we're getting to the point where he's had, let's just say round number, his last 100 games, he's probably had 95 double-doubles. Like that's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, Uncle Loon's in the chat. Drew Down's in the chat. Can't believe I'm about to say this.
Uh-oh.
I'm Team Draymond. He should have choked his little bitch ass out when he had the chance.
Well, we owe Draymond an apology.
Draymond, if you're listening. My brother. My successful black man in America. From the bottom of our hearts.
We apologize, brother.
You should have taken the man out when you had the chance. Yeah. We should have trusted.
Just wrenched it a little bit more.
Draymond, we should have trusted that you knew what you were doing in that situation. Mm-hmm. And from us to you, Mr. Green, we're sorry.
We apologize. Mm-hmm.
Now, if anyone, if Trey Lyles want to pick up where Draymond Green left off, just wrench it in.
What you got to do?
I want to make sure I've got this right just for show notes and things like that.
Yeah.
So Damian Barley of D'Lo and KC fame.
Yep.
You think Sabonis, you're anti-Sabonis now, and you're pro-Draymond.
He's
now.
Been anti-Sabonis.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to trade it.
I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right.
He was the one who said what Domas did was unacceptable. I politely asked for Domas to shoot the ball two more times. You said what Domas did in a 23-point victory was unacceptable. Kings lose by a couple. I said, hey, it might be not so bad if Domas.
No, you stop that.
That was the reaction from the chat. I got my ass kicked by my own people that day, all because I asked the man to shoot two more times a game.
Now, I said it was unacceptable that he shot the ball three times. That doesn't mean it's all his fault.
He shot it four times.
Four times. It was unacceptable. Not he was. Somebody got to give him the rock. Somebody got to know, hey, we got to feed you. You know what I mean? Get him some shots. So it's a collaborative effort in that situation. Collaborative effort.
I got Draymond jerseys in the cart for both of you guys. I'm so proud of you guys. This is so great.
You have gone a little far now. Like, relax.
You guys want the new city edition?
Oh.
Home, away?
Relax.
The man does. He deserves an apology, and he got one. He's also playing good ball, so you can cut that and keep that, too. He's playing great basketball.
This is my favorite episode of the show ever.
Is he here? Is he listening to us right now as he ran away from his children? In the
well.
Daddy, that's the man cave!
He was in the man cave for 3 days.
Dad, I've been up here. Dad, I'm hungry. He's down in the man cave crying with Steve Kerr, apparently.
Shout out to Domas, too. Like I said, as I watch this way after the rest of America has, Domas went to Burbank. All right, Domas.
He did see you in South Sag
out in Burbank.
You're not behind America because, well, the broadcast crew, you know, I'm working my way through starting five. Look, I get it. I get it. I might have been one of those people had I not, the day it dropped, been dying. But like, come on, man. Like, Disneyland was 2 months ago. Y'all couldn't have watched it in the last 2 months?
Maybe on planes.
But like, for real. Y'all got that good Wi-Fi up there. Like, just watch an episode.
Planes and hotel rooms, man. Come on, man.
Hell, just skip to the Domas parts if you have to. But nah, I'm working my way through. All right.
I just finished the episode.
Katie and Kenny Caraway.
Where Jimmy Butler's dad passed away. That was
sad. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, that was tough. I remembered it when that.
I, for whatever reason, didn't remember.
I remembered it when that scene happened. Mm. I didn't think one time about it during the whole show. Mm. I never thought, like, didn't his dad because
he was in the couple episodes.
Yeah, it never crossed my mind until his guy's talking about the call, and I'm like, oh no, wait a minute, oh man, that was tough.
Did he it was a different call, but he got the diagnosis. His dad's diagnosis, that was before Game 7. That's what the guy was talking about.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that it was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. Well, he said, Jimmy said, I got a job to do, and then we'll figure it out afterwards.
Man.
Wow.
Jimmy's wired different, man.
He is.
Jimmy is wired different. Congrats to Domas, too, and his wife. They launched their wine yesterday.
I need to try some of that. Yeah,
I'm attempting to become a wine connoisseur, which is not going well, because all I'm doing is, you got a red? Yep. And then they serve me some wine, and that's pretty much the extent of it. It's crazy how, like, elaborate, like, different alcohols are. You think, like, tequila's tequila. Right. Like, no, it isn't. It's very much not.
Yeah, and you can taste the difference when you have the different ones.
Well, Kenny and I had some. It was opening night. I'm pretty sure it was actually gasoline.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what brand it was, but I'm pretty sure we could have put it in your tank and gotten you home.
No Leezy, but I had to go have a glizzy just to calm everything down. It was crazy.
You had, repeat that sentence to me again.
I had to go to the media room.
Okay, now you're cleaning it up, yep.
I had to go to the media room and get a glizzy.
Yep,
because
you needed to calm everything
down. Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know what that guy gave us. I don't know what kind of alcohol he gave us.
Just accepting drinks from people. What?
I've always wanted to do this. I'm so excited to do this right now.
Oh there it is.
Oh, well, you
hear yourself.
But that's what it was. It was a hot dog. It was a glizzy.
To calm things down. You realize how weird that sounds.
This was one of those, like, second punch gets the flag things.
Right.
You know, he changed how he said it the second time because he knew the first one was bad.
Yeah.
I just had to clarify, you know, in the media room, they got the hot dogs. And
why did you have to clarify?
Well, because somebody had
committed a personal foul. That's fine.
Well.
When you have to clarify, something went wrong. Like, clarification. A clarification. When someone starts with, let me clarify, something went terribly wrong in the not, you know, too far past.
Let me clarify. And I don't think I should ask this. Just don't. Stop. Put it back in the box.
Why do black dudes smell so good?
Oh, my God. Dan. Stephen A said something the other day. I caught a clip, and he said something was going on. Him and Dan were in, you know, the different cameras, and he goes, well, let's be perfectly clear. We're on national TV, and Dan Orlovsky has interrupted Stephen A. Smith, and that should never happen on national TV. I'm just saying that right now. Let's get that out the way right now. Dan Orlovsky should never interrupt Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, man.
And Dan was just like,
man, oh, man.
Stephen A. was with Lethal Shooter. I saw that on his Instagram today.
Is that right?
Stephen A. looks like somebody who used to be able to have some type of game. I hope I can move like that at his age.
Dan Orlovsky, how old is Stephen A.? Do we know?
I would guess he's probably 57 to 60.
Dan Orlovsky looks like the guy who, when he leaves the room, everyone laughs at him.
Oh, no.
Like, the second he walks out, like, he's 57 years old. Just turned 57, as a matter of fact, last month.
He's moving. Like, I really, seriously. Well,
he's lost weight. He looks good.
Yeah, I wish I could. I hope I could move like that at 57, man. Be able to shoot like that.
He has lost weight, and he looks terrific. He's doing commercials with his sleeves off now.
And the McAfee.
You got the McAfee look. Yeah, that's what it was, because he was with McAfee,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so Kenny wants Domas traded in addition to his regular get Keegan out of here proclamation.
Keegan can stay right here.
Man, crazy De'Aaron Fox game wouldn't hurt.
We low-key got one the other day.
I was going to say, he's pretty good. Yeah, 29 and 10, 11 of 17 shooting. Only took two threes in that game against the Suns.
He was. We've been talking about it for the last 24 hours. The Kings have as well. The spray threes, touching the paint, all this other stuff. It seemed like in that Phoenix game, he was intentional with that. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it was the spray three or I'm going to finish, I'm going to establish the paint before I go out to the three-point line. And I thought, you know, Fox, it's just interesting how this early part of the season has played out with the perception of him. He was 29, 10, and 6 the other night, and he was kind of an afterthought. I don't know if we even really talked about Fox. We talked about Herter and Keegan and even Trey Lyles, but 29, 10,
talked
and
about
6
that
is,
bench.
It's tough.
And we highlighted Domas's interesting game, but you're right. I think it's the, you know, we talk about this a lot, the burden of expectations. Mm. That's you said maybe we low key got one. That's not a crazy De'Aaron game. That's the De'Aaron game. I mean, the 10 assists is dope. Like, I think normally, I don't know what he's averaging this year, but I think normally like we're seven. So. I feel like we're probably like, 7-8 assists. Like, that's pretty fire. The 10 kind of escalates it a little bit, and then you realize he had 10 of the 38. Like, they were moving the ball like nobody's business. In that game. And I just realized, I've been saying Domas had 11, 10, and 7. He had 11, 10, and 9. I don't know how I missed that. I don't know where the hell I got the 7 from. But he had 11, 10, and 9 in that one.
Man. So, yeah.
Went back and found two assists. Did I make up the 7?
No, they might have. They do that from time to time.
Wow. Salute.
They do that from time to time. So, we're going to need a big De'Aaron.
I'm going to need Odyssey to find me a couple more dollars in. If we just we can find assists and Memphis finds blocked shots and steals, go find Elon Casey a couple bucks.
Hey, I'm with that. Please do that. But we're going to need a big De'Aaron Fox game. We're going to need a big Domantas Sabonis game.
Well, because we think DeMar is out.
Yeah,
he has not been ruled out where we think that DeMar DeRozan might be out.
Yeah. And you talk about De'Aaron and the burden of expectations. As I relive starting five right in my, you know, at the forefront of my head right now, that's what when they talked about to Joe Mazzulla about Tatum, they're like, he's got like unfair burdens or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mazzulla says, no, he gets the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the blessing of having that. That's a sign of having those type of expectations.
Joe good for a one-liner.
He is.
Some of them might be a little crazy, but he'd go for it.
He said, no, he gets to have those expectations. Mm-hmm.
That was a great line.
You know what I mean? Because that's what they all want. You want to be looked at as one of those guys that's one of those top flight guys and expected to perform a certain way. And that's what people do. They expect Tatum to perform a certain way. And that's how they feel about De'Aaron Fox, I guess, because we just kind of sneeze
at 29,
10, and 7.
Well, I don't think we sneeze at it. I don't think we sneeze at it. I think
well, we don't bat an eye. Maybe that's more what it is.
Yeah, it just feels and maybe that's and I want that's like what the rest of the league does to Domas. Mm. Domas, they don't pay any attention to Domas having 22 and 12, but man, they're quick to highlight what Wemby scores, 30 or whatever it is against Sacramento. That's all over the highlights. Domas has a 30-point triple double. You getting the E block on NBA. You getting the 11:55 right before they throw the or what is it, 12:55 right before they throw to college football.
Right. As they're saying goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, Domas had a 34-21-20 yesterday. All right. What do you think about Bama? And we're off. Here's Paul Feinbaum.
Paul Feinbaum ain't said nothing about Colorado since, man. Come on, man. He's talking crazy about Colorado.
Oh, he's waiting. He's waiting to get loud again. They all waiting to get loud again. Mm.
Shout out De'Aaron, though. Good game on Wednesday. I want another one. I want another one.
Yeah, going to need another one. And the in-season tournament game tonight, frustrated Minnesota team coming in, can't find their footing, lost Tuesday. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Minnesota walked into the Golden 1 Center opening night and took a victory from the Sacramento Kings. So if you believe in kind of the mental part of the game, the added emotions from external elements, both teams have got ammunition to work off of.
Yeah.
The neither team probably feels great about where they're at. Maybe they don't feel bad, but I don't think they feel great about where they're at. And then you've got, you know, Minnesota losing that game on Tuesday, another in-season tournament game here today. This is Sacramento's first, knowing that Minnesota got them in the opening game of the season. Like, there's enough. There's enough there. What do they call it? Whiteboard material, chalkboard material. There's enough there to get everybody riled up.
Yeah, I want if the Kings had lost two straight games to Portland and had to go to Minnesota, what would we be saying on these airways?
Got to beat Minnesota.
But look, we would even be like, oh man, now you got to go into Minnesota. You know that's gonna be crazy. Like you'd have that type of mindset. OKC audits. I want everybody around the league where if you slip up or you're looking at the schedule, oh man, and we got to go to Sacramento. You know that's gonna be crazy. Yeah. The Kings have an opportunity with this little time frame, the little six games that we talked about, to kind of establish that. Like, no, when you come to Sacramento, it's going to be a difficult game. It's going to be something that you know you got to be playing your best basketball for. And I don't know if they're there right now, but you have an opportunity by beating Minnesota, handling business in these other games, to kind of get that reputation around the league.
We'll come back. We'll talk more Kings basketball for sure here. There was one game last night. It was one game last night, and it gave us a moment. We might have to put this one up on the screen.
Oh, no, yeah, this is screen worthy. This is screen worthy.
Stephen McKacy brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Well, I just searched. There's lots of Tyrese unders you can take. Lots of Tyrese lesses. Got the nerve to put 14 and a half points on here with the option for more. Oh, man, y'all man. Must think I'm stupid.
Hey, look, man.
I wonder if I could do an all Tyrese lineup. Less. Less.
No, Tyrese lineup.
I don't know if it'll let me.
Oh, man. Soren, that's a good question. Tyrese, 1.5 points, more or less.
Well,
don't do it.
I'm not. Nope. Ain't
stay
my business.
Away.
Ain't my business.
1.5 is a stay away.
Yes. Let's see what the Kings got. We got De'Aaron at 25 and a half.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that. But points, rebounds, and assists, 37 and a half. Yeah, give me more. That's going to be part of Beam money. I'm going to tell you that right now. Give me more.
Oh, they got that 1.5 field goals made again. Three-pointers made. Sorry, that 1.5 three-pointers made. More.
1.5 three-pointers for Keegan. More. I'll take that.
They got Domas at 3 offensive rebounds. Minnesota.
What? Look, check this one out.
No, they got – okay. Oh, man, this is tough. Okay.
Check this one out.
Yep.
Julius Randle, 2.5 three-pointers made.
What, he hit 90 the last time they played?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, man, that's tough.
They got Keegan at 15 and a half. Points.
They got an Anthony Edwards more. It's not a, you can't choose more or less here because it's a goblin. 24 and a half points. I take that. Yeah, man, they lost 2 games in a row. And man gonna come out firing.
I'm setting my lineup. I got 2 Tyrese lesses and a couple of Kings plays. Oh, I went 130 if I get all 4, but who knows? Tyrese might screw it up for me again, so I'll go with the 3 or 4. Oh, boo, boo!
Oh,
it won't let me pick the same player twice.
Oh yeah, you can't now. You I think you only get 2. Or nah, maybe.
Nah, it won't let me pick. No, I just wanted I wanted an all Tyrese lineup where I just said like trash on everything.
Yeah, they be hating.
They won't let me.
They be hating on that.
I'm just gonna get rid of that one.
You also can't pick all players from one team. You have to add another.
I knew that.
That's why I always throw in one of those other guys.
I'll get back to this later. I'll get back to this when we have some downtime at the rail yards later.
But be on the lookout because Beam Money will be posted tonight. And if you want to play your first lineup, put in the promo code KIFM for $50 when you play your first $5 lineup. So
I want to see that purple light in the sky so bad from the rail yards when Anderson .Paak is on stage.
I need that.
I want to see that so bad.
I need that.
You imagine the pop at the rail yards when that thing goes up.
Come on, pause, man.
When that light hits the sky.
That light hits the sky. Oh, man, it's going to go crazy, man. But, yeah, put that KIF and that promo code KIFM in there. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for more details.
Let's check in with the Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz last night. Only game played, 113-113, 14 seconds left. Pay particularly close attention to number 77, Luka Doncic, and maybe keep your eye on Jordan Clarkson with the ball. We don't need any sound here because it doesn't really matter. I can give you sound if you want to.
Dallas will have a chance.
All righty. Oh, and there's a dunk. So let's watch this again. Man. Here's Luka.
What are we doing?
And here's no one. There's just no one. And Jordan Clarkson begins to recognize it, makes eye contact down here. There's Luka just staring off, thinking about what he's going to eat post-game. And now I assume he's guarding whoever that is in the corner. I don't know who this person is guarding, and there we go.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened here, Coach?
Well, see, look.
You misunderstood. You terribly misunderstood what I was doing.
Go ahead, Kyle.
I want to before Kenny gives an actual breakdown. I want to stand in front of Luca here for a second. If you go, can we go to the top of the clip?
Yep.
Can we just rewind there? We're on the telestrator here.
You'll see.
You say he's looking at nothing, but there are a couple things to consider here. Let's consider one: they're on the road in Utah. Which means we probably have Jazz fans sitting in the front here. Mm. And there's a really good chance those fans have said something to Luka.
Mm.
And if I know from personal experience, if you say a word to Luka, Luka's going to have to say something back.
And he's going
to
call you out your name.
Exactly. So that I believe, is what's happening here.
Okay.
Luka is playing defense on himself from the fans and letting them know what all kinds of P words they are. So that's, I think, what's happening. He's got those fans on lock. They have no idea.
So, Casey, who's this in the corner over here?
That is, I think, Green. I can't tell.
Exactly. I can't see the number. It looks like five, but I can't tell.
Yeah, I think it's Green. So this is I know exactly what happened here. And
okay.
This just makes it even more ridiculous. This is just embarrassing. So Luka is guarding John Collins. What everybody is expecting, including Luka, is for John Collins to come set a screen on Jordan Clarkson so Jordan can get Luka in a switch. They had done it a couple of times before in the previous couple of possessions, and Clarkson got whatever shot he wanted in those situations. Made Luka, you know, jump to the heavens for off a pump fake and all this other stuff. So the plan, everybody, and even watching the game, like I'm sitting there thinking, all right, they're going to get Luka into action. John Collins, we think, is coming to set the screen. Luka and Josh Green.
Well, I think this is Quentin Grimes. I think that's
Quentin
who
Grimes.
That is right.
Oh, okay.
Here. I think this is Quentin Grimes.
Got you. Luka and Quentin Grimes are talking, and Luka is like setting this thing up to say, when they come to set a screen with Collins. You become essentially me, and I'm going to go guard your guy.
Okay.
He's
quick question, Coach.
Yes.
Watch the screen here. Where's Quentin Grimes going?
Is he
just getting in the passing lane?
No, so everybody's anticipating Collins to come up. If Collins is coming to set the
Collins
screen.
Collins is here.
Yep, he's coming up. We're all thinking he's coming to set the screen.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come to set the screen on Najee Marshall. And traditionally, it's going to be on Marshall's right shoulder. Clarkson's going to go left. Luka would switch off. What they're doing, what Grimes is doing is, Collins is coming to set the screen. Grimes is going to be what Luka would be, and Luka's going to go to the guy in the corner.
Okay.
That's what that rotation was going to be.
In theory, that all sounds terrific.
Now, there's a problem.
Okay. There's a lot of them, but I'd love to hear yours.
Number one, Luka's too high. Luka's too far up. He needs to be closer to Collins.
Okay.
And to kind of.
Very odd mistake for a juggernaut defender to make. But
yeah.
Yep.
He's too high. He needs to be closer to Collins to eliminate what actually happened. But Clarkson and Collins just look at, they know what they're doing over there, and they just say, hey, just slip it.
Well, so correct me if I'm wrong, everything you just said about an anticipated screen from Collins, look at where we're at right here. We're at 10, 9, 8. Jordan spots what's happening at the 9.2 second mark, and he's waiting for Collins to move. You're not, if you're Collins, you're not coming up for that screen. You're at 7.6. The ball's on his. You're probably not coming up for that screen until about 7 seconds anyways, right?
Yeah.
Because you want the last shot of the game.
Probably around that. Well, they got the shot clock too. So he was.
Oh, they do.
And that's why Grimes started to come, because he probably sees the same thing. Like, the play's about to happen. They only have so much time. So that's why Grimes is coming up to take over as Luka, so to speak. And Luka was going to go get, I think that's Sexton in the corner. He was going to get Sexton and start guarding him. But the reason why this is so ridiculous is we've got to go through all these gymnastics for you not to play defense. Like, they're going to, first of all, they know you're the mark out there. So they're like, yo, let's find him and let's attack him on the defensive end. And hey, well, no, hey, well, don't attack me. No, hey, let's switch the switch and switch the screen of the switch, and I'm gonna guard the guy over there, so I don't have to play defense. Why don't you just play defense? You're supposed to be one of the best players in the game. Why don't you, number one, don't beat a mark. Number two, if they're trying to get you into action, take it personal and guard the man. But we got to do all these gymnastics and all these pre-switching and double switching and all this other stuff to keep you from you playing defense. It leads to this situation. That's embarrassing. I'm tough on Luka in this respect. And that's because people praise him to the heavens for what he does on the offensive end, and he's amazing on the offensive end. But they let it be the Kings. Well, they don't play no defense. Mm-hmm. Oh, but we don't ever talk about Luka and his embarrassment on the defensive end. And this is embarrassing not because he got beat, because he was so afraid to play defense, he put everybody else in a struggle. Yeah, that was ridiculous. I
feel like it was only talked about when the man was in the finals.
That's it.
Can I show you an underrated part of this clip?
What's that?
Please keep an eye on Colin Sexton over here in the corner. John Collins going in for the dunk, and Sexton goes up. And Sexton's up. That's funny. My man is high. Hey! And here we go as we watch this disaster play out in real time. Jordan Clarkson already seeing it. He's like, these dummies can't possibly do it. Yep, they're doing it. Let's win this game.
Is that Najee Marshall there at the top?
Yeah, that's Najee
Marshall. Watch him. Watch him the whole play. What in the hell?
Oh, man.
They all do it. Grimes does it. Luka's just standing there. Watch Grimes afterward. Grimes is like, bro.
Hey, Clay did it too. Clay's arms went up too. Hold on. Watch Clay down here in the corner. Watch Clay after
there
the dunk.
Oh, poor Clay. Now watch this. That's the Utah bench right there, right?
No, that's Dallas.
No, that's Dallas. Okay, let's watch Dallas's bench. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Watch this. I keep finding new things that I like. So we saw Sexton, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all saw Sexton. Watch the coach. And that's not, no, because kid's up here. Watch the coach directly behind Sexton. Watch the coach directly behind Sexton.
Oh.
This is as funny as the Med 2 video. This is terrific. Oh man!
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is really ridiculous. And somebody needs, and I don't think anybody will, but somebody needs to talk to Luka about this. Like your allergic reaction to a defensive effort is embarrassing at this point. That's embarrassing. Number one, it's embarrassing that it happened, but when you know why it happened and why he even got to that point, because he was trying to do all these gymnastics defensively so he wouldn't have to play defense, that's a joke. That's a joke. It really is. We got Kevin Love, who in game 7 of the NBA Finals was like, okay, switch me on to Steph. I'll try my best. And this guy can't guard Jordan Clarkson in November. What a joke.
I'm trying to find. There has to be some Jason Kidd video from last night, doesn't there?
Like post-game?
Yeah, that wasn't last night, though. That wasn't last. Well, maybe not.
Now, Drew in the chatty house, I appreciate you. Appreciate the thing. Here's where, because I looked at Lively, too. And they were talking about Lively should have been in a help situation. The reason why Lively couldn't have been in that much of a help situation is he's guarding Markkanen. So that same pass that Clarkson made to Collins, obviously it wouldn't be a dunk, but he would have been able to get the ball to Markkanen wide open in the corner if Lively was too far over. And he had to deal with the defensive 3 seconds as well. So I understand that's where people might go, but they're wrong. They're wrong about that. Appreciate you, Drew.
So we'll try to. I just found a 2 minute video. I'm gonna mute this. Titled "Luka Doncic's Highlights Versus the Jazz."
Wait, I hadn't seen that one in the middle of the play.
Wait a minute. Yo, that one was crazy.
Let's run that first one back for those who missed it.
It's crazy.
Luka Doncic, he's where Luka right there in the middle of the right there in the middle of the key. Just stay over here. No, hey, I don't want to guard that guy anymore. I'm gonna come over here. Okay. That's tough. Luka just decided he didn't want to guard him anymore. All right, Luka Doncic up here. Not really sure what to do. And nope, don't want to rebound that one. Nope, I'm okay. Luka Doncic over here in the corner.
There he goes. Yep, yep.
There's Luka not really doing anything. Okay. Well, okay, rebound. Oh, you got a rebound. There's more Luka. There's Luka. Nope, don't want to guard
the shooter.
Him.
Okay. Yeah, well, Jordan Clarkson's made a lifetime shooting that shot.
Well, the rookie Jordan Clarkson there. Luka.
His first Luka. NBA game, Jordan Clarkson.
Hold on. Watch Luka. Watch Luka when he realizes he has to guard somebody. He immediately starts looking around. Hey, watch him. Hey! Hey! What is this? Called for the screen because they know Luka ain't going to go through it.
I like how he somehow didn't fight through or switch on the screen.
Watch this. Hold on. Watch this. Watch this. 1:38 left in the second quarter. Luka gassed. Luka is gassed over here. Just done with it. And, okay, catch my breath. Oh, here comes. No. Oh, All right. Got the rebound, though.
Oh, boards. Boards.
Got the rebound. Luka, let's see. What do we
this
got
guy
here?
It's awful just, on defense. Well, great help. Great help and way to stay with it, too.
Now, for those, this is all the same game. This is all last night's game versus Utah.
Oh,
versus
there you go.
Versus Utah.
Good job, Luka. Way to have your head on a swivel there.
It's not like this is some offensive juggernaut. It's like, dang, they just had Luka in a blender. This is Lauri Markkanen and co.
And Keontae George. My Where's, goodness.
There's oh, Luka. Luka down there working. All right, Luka. Well, oh, okay. That's illegal, Luka. Luka calling for a travel. Luka, you grabbed his hip. You're not allowed to do that, sir. I can see Luka breathing. Oh, my God.
I run that one back.
Come on.
Run
that one back. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on. For those that are listening.
This is nasty.
For those that are listening. Luka guarding at the top of the key is that Clarkson runs behind him. Luka just opens up and let his man go.
And then stands straight up. Just stands straight up and stops moving.
Watch this in full speed. And there he goes. Wow. And then look. Look, hold on. Watch him at the end.
Oh, man.
Watch him at the end. He mad. Watch. Hey.
Get the arms. Get the arms up.
And then
what's going on?
Here's the final play of the game again. I'm so glad I found this highlight.
This is crazy.
This is tremendous. And Luka's asleep.
This is crazy. So
that is amazing.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Between Flashback Friday and that video, I don't think the day could get better.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Who let this man score?
It was you, Luka.
That was not me. We all know that I do not play defense.
Hey. Zabo in the chat.
Familiar with your game. Who the shot says, bring back Vladdy.
Oh, man. Could you imagine Mike Brown trying to talk about defense with Vladdy Divac on his team or with Luka Doncic on his team?
I mean, look, we all know he's an unbelievable, special talent on the offense.
He's incredible.
At what point do you got to say something to the man? Like, bro, this is – we know, like
– Do not speak to me about this thing you call defense.
Why does he speak?
I will not lower myself to the level of them.
That's what we have Grimes for. Grimes. Play defense.
Grimes, guard this man for me. Servant Grimes! Servant Grimes!
guard this man for me. The best one was the first one. I'm tired of guarding this man. You guard him.
No, look, you know what's crazy? Is that famous one that he did where he just let Sexton go by and stop playing defense. There's something that NBA players do that I don't understand. I don't know why they do this. I want to talk to somebody to understand why this happens. And I think I might have just found out thanks to Luka. Clarkson is running by. It looks like Clarkson's going to set a screen on Luka's right side, right? But he slips and goes around. And what these players do is they'll tap the defender, in this case Luka, on the hip, right? They'll tap him on the hip and just keep running. Like, go watch any game tonight, and you'll see them do this a lot, like mm-hmm. kind of slipping the screen as the screener.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, why do they do that? I think they do that potentially or for the off chance that one time they'll trick that defender into thinking there's a screen being set on that right side. It never works. It actually worked that time.
Mm.
They tapped Luka, and Luka, I'm getting screened. Wait, no, I'm not.
Do not screen me, sir.
It literally never works. I mean, sitting up there like, why do they always do that? Somebody in the league will have to tell me. But why do they tap them on the as they run by? And maybe it's to trick them. For the one time in life, it actually worked. Wow.
The Jazz are in film watching that. They're like, it worked! I can't believe it!
It's going to be – oh, I guarantee you whenever Dallas plays next, the coach is going to draw that play.
Oh, every
hey,
time.
Just run by Luka, tap him on the hip, and keep him moving.
What do you want? Luka's over there. I'm not going to do your Luka voice, but Luka's over there like, what do you want me to do? The guy obliterated me with a screen. I don't know.
He tapped me on the hip. What am I supposed to do?
That was an 80s-style screen that was set on me here. I'm just trying to make it.
Start calling for foul. There's the foul.
Somebody, well, they won't. We all know they won't. But somebody should talk to me. Like, come on, man, you gotta do something.
What? Okay, what's Jason Kidd supposed to do? I mean, what is anybody supposed to do? What is Greg Popovich?
There's nothing he can do.
Brett Auerbach, like Pat Riley, what are they supposed to do?
He's so good on the offensive end, they let it go. And then I think this is what, well, to be honest with you, I think this is partly what might have happened in Dallas before. Rick Carlisle says something, they get you out of there. They're not going to get rid of Luka. They're going to get you out of there. And who was the other, the GM? Was it Nico? Was Nico the GM?
Nico Harrison.
Get him out of there. They didn't do anything wrong. They got to the Western Conference Finals
mm-hmm.
with those guys there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine Rick Carlisle saying, you gotta, that can't happen. And Luka saying, F you.
Oh, man.
So
man put his hand on my hip. What am I supposed to do?
Now, Luka,
that's
up there. That's no, up there, not, bro. No, that's up there. That's all time.
It's not even an impression. It's a parody. So I don't even know what to.
That Luka's up there, man. I'm telling you, bro. For real. But I don't know. I don't know what you do. You know what's also actually very frustrating about Luka and his defense is he can be better. Remember in game 4 of the finals when all of a sudden he wanted to lock up and he was playing yes. defense?
Yes.
It's like, oh, so you can. Like, you yes. are capable of some type of effort. You're just choosing not to.
And he didn't do it the next game.
Yeah.
He just did it that one.
Yeah. So you are capable of giving – you ain't got to lock up, but you can give better effort. You just – don't want to.
Well, don't leave your man in the middle of the play and just decide, hey, I don't want to guard this guy anymore. Hey, Rook, you get this guy. Oh, crap.
That was crazy. It was ball side,
too. He literally just walked away like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, hey, you get him. It's like he walked over. He smells funny. You guard him. This is the most insane. That's the first clip of the 2-minute video.
In the middle of the play. Ball's right there. One pass away. Ah, no. And poor Derek Lively got to bail him out.
I gained so much respect for Derek Lively in that video. Dude's trying his ass off to make up for Luka.
These people are running 4-4-40s around the court trying to make up for Luka as he stands there. Look at everybody. Hey, help, 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 son. Hey, hey, get here. Hey, help, help, help. And Luke just.
The whole goddamn bench is going, help. Help 77. We're two games under 500. Someone do something.
Poor Jason Kidd, back to being a fan.
I'm like you guys. I'm like you guys.
Luca.
Nah, that was a great segment. That was hilarious.
I'm going to help Luca out. I don't know that this will help him. Help me. Help Katie from the wake-up call.
Uh-huh.
Help you. Help Norm.
There you go.
Go to train with Matt. I don't know that it'll help Luca, though. I mean, Greg's not a miracle worker. But he is a great trainer.
He is a great trainer.
Greg got some gummies that can like help out on defense?
Well, I think he's working on those next. He just created the creatine gummies. Now he's creating the defense gummies. Trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Head over there. Click on the link to Maptrition. Grab your supplements. Prepare for the new year. Don't wait till the holidays are over to start to get yourself in shape. Meet with the nutritionist. Come up with a plan. That is the most important thing when it comes to better health. That is the most important thing when it comes to getting in shape. Have a plan. Don't try to walk into this blindly. KC set up a plan for all of this work he's doing at the Palatial Gym at his house because he had a plan.
It's a garage.
Trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. Head over there. You can click the link to Maptrition and find the strength enhancers, the fat burners, and all of that great stuff over there. It's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun here on D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN1320.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.